Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Babasra daf Pei Vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rava, four lines from the bottom of the page. Last one line is Amar. So today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, Adli Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, Nishamash Shabin Aliyah, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they should all return home safely. And also sponsored the Zuchus Rafur Shalema for Sarah Basliba, Shishav Rafur Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is we were in the middle of a sugya about whether Kelim Shalokech is Kona Bereshus Mocher. Can my Kelim be Kona things for me if my Kelim are sitting in your property, in the property of the person who is selling to me? So we had two rayas yesterday, whether Kelim Shalokech is Kona Bereshus Mocher. We're going to have two more rayas, whether Kelim Shalokech is Kona Bereshus Mocher. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Kinyan Meshicha can work on something that's not so heavy that you're able to lift. Do we assume that Kinyan Meshicha is only when Hagbah cannot be done? Or is Kinyan Meshicha even when Hagbah can be done, you still have the option of Meshicha? And the Gemara is going to bring four rayas whether Kinyan Meshicha can be done on something that one can lift. And then the third topic of today's daf is if a person is buying a large quantity of something, are they kona a little bit of it at a time as it's poured into the kli, or is it no, when they're finished pouring into the kli, then they're kona all of it? Is it like kama kama, as it comes in, each tipa, they're kona, or no, only when all of it is poured in, they are kona? And we're going to have two rayas as to how to resolve that, as to what the answer to that question is. So let's begin. We are again four lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rava. So it says Gemara, Amar Rava Toshima. Let's bring a raya to this issue of Kelev Shalokeya. So let's say you have a din, you have a case rather, someone is selling payros and he brings his schora on donkeys and donkey drivers that are schlepping the schora, or other workers that are carrying the schora on their back. So mashach chamarav upoalov, the lokeach pulls the chamarim and the poalim of the mocher with the payros that they are laden with the payros that they are carrying. So he pulls them, the donkeys and the donkey drivers, the workers that are schlepping them, v'ichnis on the toch beso, and he brings them into his house. So the meshicha itself is not a kinyan, and therefore bein pasak ad shalom madad, whether the mocher had set a price with the lokeach and he had not yet measured the quantity of the schora that he's selling, but rather he just brought him in with all of the schora on their backs without them unloading them at all. So there's a chisar in the fact that it wasn't even placed down in the rishus of the lokeach, bein madad ad shelo pasuk, or whether they measured it out, the lokeach took the schora off of their backs and he actually measured how many payros there are, how much there is, but the mocher was never posek, never came up with a price. So you have a chisaron, since there's no knowledge of the price, therefore there's no gemiras das. So shneim yichalun lachzor ben, they're both able to be chozer from such a kinyan. And the same would be true if it was pasak v'madad, but they didn't take the schora off their back, right? That's what Tosus points out in Dibra Maschil Bein. V'afilu madad u'pasak nami, even if they did the medida and they did the psika, but shneim yichalun lachzor kivadad dayin lo pirkan, if you didn't take it off of the back of the poalim or off of the back of the donkeys, so you didn't do anything to actually bring it into your rishos, so that also would mean that there's not a kinyan, because a medida is not considered hanacha b'rishos halokeach. The Rashbam in Dibra Maschil Bein Madad seems to understand that the medida does involve a hanacha b'rishos halokeach, and therefore the Rashbam would likely disagree with Tosos. He would say that if Madad upasak, so Madad means that you actually did bring it into his rishos, and therefore it would be a valid form of kinyan. Then Tosos says that the Brisa doesn't mention this din of Madad upasak but lo pirko. It only mentions Madad v'lo pasak, pasuk v'lomadad, because since the Bryce is going to bring a case where there's a chilik between madad atshelo pasak and pasuk atshelo madad, so the Bryce says, so long as you're not porek, there's no chilik whether pasuk v'lo madad or madad v'lo pasak. So Rava brought the raya tashma. We have this Bryce that tells us that the mocher has his workers, he has his donkeys that are schlepping the schora, and the lokech brings those workers, those donkeys, into his rishus. But he was madad v'lo pasak, or pasak v'lo madad, then there is no kinyan. However, pirkan, if lokech unloaded the peros from the chamorim or from the poalim, v'ichnis on the tok beson, he brought him into his house, even though he has not yet been kona it, pasak ad shlo madad ein shnein yichol lachzer ben. And there was a set price, even though they didn't actually measure it out, so neither one is able to back out of the transaction, because the peros are already in the lokeach's house. So as soon as the price is set, the lokeach is kona with the kinyan chatzer, the medida is not going to be ma'akev. And that we've already seen in the Mishnah Pedal and Beis, that the medida is not going to be ma'akev the kinyan. So, but madad atshelo pasak, if they measured out the payrolls, but they did not set a price, shnein yichal lachzer ben, then there's no gemiras das, because you don't know what you're talking about yet. You don't know how much it's going to cost. You don't know how much you're going to buy. You don't know even if you're interested in buying at this price. So then, shnein yichal lachzer ben, then there is no kinyan, and they could both be chozer. So what do you see from this brisa? That if you're porek, you unloaded the schora, you set a price, even though you didn't measure them, and they therefore remain in the kelim of the mocher, the lokech is kona with the kinyan chatzar. So he's kona with the kinyan chatzar, even though that yes, they're in his chatzar, but they're in the kelim, they're in the mocher's kelim. So mid the kelim de mocher bereshus lokech lo kana. So if the kelim of the mocher in the rishus of the lokeach would make it, it's a little bit of a misnomer. Lo kana doesn't mean that there was no kinyan. It means that the mocher is not kona. It means that there was a kinyan. I mean, it didn't prevent the kinyan from happening. It's as if the mocher still had them in his rishus. The kli of the mocher wasn't ma'akev the kinyan, because the kli of the mocher is totally batel to the rishus of the lokeach. Well, therefore, the reverse kelev de lokeach. So we should say that if you have the kelim of the lokeach in the rishus of the mocher, and the schor is in the lokeach's kli, we should likewise say that the lokeach is not kona, because we ignore the kli. The kli itself is batel to the rishus that's shayich to the mocher, that belongs to the mocher. So we should pretend as if the kli is not there at all, and it's just dumped in the mocher's property, in which case there's obviously no kinyan chatzer. So this is poshet, the suffix that we had, the suffix that Rav Sheshet had, that kelev shel lokeach b'rishus mocher, here we have that it's lo kana. So we're coming at it from a roundabout way, because we're coming at it from a case of kelev shel mocher b'rishus lokeach not preventing a kinyan, but it stands to reason that if kelev shel mocher b'rishus lokeach doesn't prevent a kinyan, then kelev shel lokeach b'rishus mocher does not enact a kinyan, doesn't enable a kinyan. The Rashbam adds it's really a kal v'chomer. It's not just a hu adin, it's really a kal v'chomer, because if the kli of the mocher becomes bottled to the rishus of the lokeach and does not prevent him from being kona the peros and taking them out of the rishus mocher where they were previously muchzak, so kolshkein the kelim of the lokeach should be bottled to the rishus mocher and should leave the schora in the place where they were previously muchzak, which is in the rishus of the mocher, meaning in the case that the Bryce actually talks about, we're allowing a kinyan to actively happen even though the stuff is still in the mocher's kelim. So when we're not trying to make a kinyan actively happen, when we're trying to prevent a kinyan from happening, when we're trying to say a kinyan is not happening and we're just going to leave things status quo, then for sure we should say that forget about the kli, ignore the kli, pretend as if the kli is not there, in order to keep things status quo. So it's more than just a hu adin, it's a kal v'chomer that the Gemara is suggesting. And that's really the raya. So it says Gemara, no raya. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that we're talking about Sheshavchan, that really the kelev shel lokeach b'rishus mocher taka would be kona. And that which it says in the Brisa, that if you unload them and you set the price that you're kona, even though you were not modate, that's not talking about a case where the items remain in the kli that belongs to the mocher. No, it's talking about that they poured poured it out on the karka, they poured it out on the ground, and therefore pirkan means that they unloaded them to pour it on the ground, and you come with the kinyan chatzar directly. So you don't see that we ignore the kli. It's not talking about a case where they remain in a kli, so there's no kli to ignore. It's directly on the ground. That's the whole case. So Ikbid Rava. Rava got upset about Rav Nachman's rejection, by making a kimta that it's talking about Sheshavchan. So Rava was not happy about that. He says, I don't understand. Midi Shavchan Katani? Do you see that anywhere in the Braisa? Pirkan Katani. It says that they were porek the peros from the Chamorim, from the Poalim, as is. Probably as is means in Kalim. And where do you ever see that it says that they were Shofech? And nevertheless, it says that you're Kona, so you see that the Kli becomes Batel to the Roshos that the Kli is in, and that we ignore a Kli, and the Kli does exist in the case of the Braisa. So the Gemara rejects Rav Azraya differently. Ella Amar Mar Bar Avashi, b'misachli ditumi. Now that maybe we're talking about bundles of garlic where it's not the derech to put them in bags, that the way that they're transported typically is just by bundling them up and not putting them in bags, and therefore when you do prika, when you unload them from the donkeys and from the workers, they remain in the rishus of the lokeach directly, and the lokeach of course is kona with kinyan chatzer. So again, we don't have a raya from the braisa that we get to ignore the kli that they're in light of the rishus that they're in, because in the Braisa they're not in a Kli. So it's a little bit of a different, it's pretty much the same answer, but it makes it more palatable, because the original answer was, oh, they did this extra thing of just spilling it all out, which is an unnatural thing to do. Now the Ukimta is, no, they didn't spill anything out, it was never in a Kli. It's the type of thing that's transported without a Kli. So if it's the type of thing that's transported without a Kli, you could say Porek. Porek just means you take it off and you put it on the floor, and there is no Kli. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara now explains the din in the Braisa, that even if they were porek the peros in the house of the lokech, if they never set the price, then there's not going to be a kinyan. So amalei huna brei de marzutra the ravina, michti pirkan katani. Since the Braisa says, I was talking about a case where they were porek the peros in the house of the lokech, mali pasak, mali lo pasak. Why should it make a difference if they were posek the price or they were not posek the price? Since the mocher had agreed to sell them, and they are now in the lokech's chatzer, shouldn't that be enough? Shouldn't that create a kinyan? Sarmalei, Ravina said, no, there's a big difference. Pasak, samchadaite. If they set a price, so there's each one has a gemir stas, that they're satisfied with this deal, because they know what the deal is. Lo pasak, but if they had not yet set a price, then lo samchadaite, then neither of them have a smichas das to make sure that this transaction goes through. The mocher is choshesh that the lokech is not going to want to pay what his asking price is, and lokech is choshesh that the mocher is going to ask some exorbitant price. So he doesn't know, he has no confidence. Neither of them have any confidence that this deal is going to go through. So now the Gemara says, let's bring another raya, final raya in the sugya of Kelev Shalokeach, Birushos Mocher. Amrle Ravina the Ravashi, Toshima. That a person's kelim have the capacity to be kona on his behalf, bikol makom. So bikol makom is a very expansive language. So what do you mean bikol makom? Lasuye mai. What chiddush are you trying to tell me when you say bikol makom? Lav lasuye rishus mocher. Aren't you trying to tell me that in the rishus of the mocher? So we could see from Rav and Shmuel that kelim shalokeach is kona afilu berishus mocher, that it works even berishus mocher. So says, well, no, that's not what it's telling me. That's not a raya. Meaning, enochinami, it's talking about kelev shalokeach b'rishus mocher, but it's still not a raya, because hasam da'amrle zil kni. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel are talking about a particular circumstance where, in addition to having the schora in the kelev shalokeach b'rishus mocher, the mocher says to the lokeach, go and be kona the peros. So since he's giving you rishus to use the chatzer, so now your kelim have the ability to be kona, because Zil Kani is saying, do whatever it takes to make a kinyan happen. So normally, your kelim and my rishos will not allow you to make a kinyan, but I'm telling you that I'm allowing you to do whatever it takes to make a kinyan, which includes wherever your kelim are sitting in my rishos, that rishos is yours. For the purposes of kinyan, that rishos is yours. So that's what he's allowing him to do. So therefore, he's allowing him to take possession of that part of the chatzer, and that's why he's kona. Whereas Rav Sheshes is suffix, whereas if the mocher didn't say anything. Does kelev shalokeach work berishus mocher? Now, so we had four rayas, and each raya was rejected. So according to our gears in the Gemara, the suffix was never answered whether kelev shalokeach berishus mocher is kona. So the Rush writes that misafik lo kona, because safik mamun is lukula. It's always the tovas hamuchzak hamotzi mechaver olav raya. We always leave things in favor of the person who was muchzak previously. So it means lo kona. We don't make a transaction happen out of a suffix. The Rif has a girsa in the response that Ravuna had to Rav Sheshes that it's not that he's not kona. So the Rif understands like the Rush that it's not kona, but not misafik. He thinks it's maker adin because he has a girsa that the Gemara actually comes to a conclusion that lo kona, that it wasn't just mosi mechaver lo varaya and therefore lo kona. No, it's taka lo kona. Now it's mashma that when we say zil kni, the mocher is being mashil the karka to the lokeach. Now, l'chora, if you're really borrowing something, you need to make a kinyan on the she'ela, whereas over here, there was no kinyan on the karka, meaning the whole answer that he gave over here is hasam damrli zil kni. How did that help? Because if you're saying zil kni, it means I'm not only telling you that I'm okay with you making a kinyan, I'm telling you whatever it takes, whatever mechanism needs to be put in place in order for you to make a kinyan, I'm happy with, which means I'm lending you the ground upon which your kli is resting. But what do you mean lending? In order to make a loan, there needs to be a kinyan also. So the Rush over here says that this is not a real she'ela, it's not a real loan that requires a kinyan. It's a nesinas rishus to use my chatzar. And that only requires amira. You don't need more than that if I'm not really lending you my property, meaning you can't go do other things in this property. All I'm doing is I'm telling you that you have rishus to make a kinyan utilizing my property. And that's all that's really happening over here. Okay, so that's the sugi of kelev shalokeach berishus mocher. So now says Gemara Tanasim, we have a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. One of the most yisodes of Mishnayos in all of Nashim Nezikin, nechasim sheish le nachrayis niklim bekesef shtar bechazaka sheish le nachrayis ein niklim el b'mshicha. How do kinyanim work? If you're buying karka, if you're acquiring karka, so there are three darkei kinyanim: it's kesef, it's shtar, and it's chazaka. So kesef is money changing hands, shtar is writing a shtar, a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya, a shtar kinyan, and chazaka means that nol gadur uparetz, that you do something to improve the land, to demonstrate ownership of the property. But shein len achrayus, if you're buying metaltalin, then the only way to be kona them is by meshicha, which means you're being machnes it into your rishus. Meaning meshicha is not really the only way. It's kal b'chomer hagba, because kinyan hagba is better than meshicha because it's a real full form of hachnas al rishus. So it says meshicha, the Rabbein Yonah points out, not to be memayit hagba, but to be memayit the kinyan karka, to tell me not kesef shtar chazaka, that it needs to be some form of direct hachnas al rishus, where you physically bring the item into your rishus. Right? This is the problem that we have when it comes to that if the only way to really be kona metaltalin is through a hachnas al rishus, and you don't want to schlep all of the chametz to the nachri and have him actually pick it all up or pull it into his rishus, so how do you make a kinyan, right? What exactly do you do? So we do a lot of things to try to solve that problem, but that's the fundamental problem, is this mishnah, that it's elo b'mashicha. So on this mishnah, b'sura, masin lala hashmaita, in surah, they said this memra mishmeder of Chista, b'pumdisa masnul mishmeder of Kana, and pumdisa, they said the following memra in the name of Rav Kana, ramila mishmeder Rava, and some say in the name of Rava, as follows, that the following line was added by one of the Amoraim to qualify the Mishnah, that lo shanu el dvarm shein darkan lagbiya, al dvarm she darkan lagbiya, bagbayin b'mashicha lo, that when do we say kinyan mishicha is the best form of kinyan, or the only form of kinyan? That's if it's something that's not the derech to lift, but if it's something that's the derech to pick up, to do a hagbah on, then you cannot do meshicha. Then you have to lift. What if it's something that's kind of heavy and not easy to lift, but is something that a person is able to lift? So if you have something in between, where it's the derech gamba agba v'gamba meshicha, then you need to do agba. The Ritva writes only things that are very heavy, where it's mamish not the derech at all to lift, only then is Mashicha an option, right? If it's something that people sometimes lift and sometimes don't lift, so then the halacha is that you need to do Hagba'ah. Now, that's how the Ritva writes, and he brings a raya from the Hemshech of our sugya that we're going to see soon. And not only that, the Gemara in Ksubas Taf Lamed Aleph and Beis says that things that are somewhere in between are Niknu B'Mashicha, so it's a machlokas in the sugyas, and the halacha is like our sugya, that it's not Niknu B'Mashicha. So the Rishonim point out that you're about to see, the impression we're going to get from our sugya is that if it's something that you can lift, and something that you can also, that is not always lifted, we're going to see in our sugya, you need to lift it, you need to do Agba. There's Gemara in Ksubas says otherwise, machlokas between Ksubas and Bab Basra, we're going to pass like Bab Basra. That's how the Ritva and the Ran point out. So anyway, so now that we know this qualification, that in order to be Kodim Metalzim, you need Mashicha, but that's only if it's something that's not Darko Ba'agba. If it's Darko Ba'agba, you need Agba. So Yosef Abayi V'Kamer La Shmaita, Abayi was saying over this halacha, that things that are Darko Ba'agba cannot be Niknu B'Mashicha, and Esvei was challenged from the following. Esvei Ravad Bar Masnon La Abayi. We have it till Sefta. Agonev kis b'Shabbos. If a person is stealing a wallet on Shabbos and he's taking it out from the rishus of the owner of the wallet to bring it out to the rishus rabbim, chayiv. You got to pay for the monetary crime of geneva, even though at the time that you're being motzi something from rishus yachal to rishus rabbim, you're also being mechal Shabbos. And we have a principle. This is why it appears in Maseches Ksubos, kam lebed rabbim inay, that if you do two things at the same, two averos within the same maisa, you get punished for the more severe of the two averos, and chil Shabbos is more severe than money. So you have miso and mamon, you get miso, you don't get mamon. So why over here would you have to pay the money? Shouldn't you already be chayiv misa? Shekvar nischayiv begeneva kodem shiyavu deyeser Shabbos, because you already became chayiv in the geneva when you picked it up in the rishus habaylim before you ever were motzi it from the rishus habaylim and violated Shabbos. So you only violate Shabbos when you take it, when you carry it over the threshold from the rishus habaylim to the rishus rabbim. You already violated Geneva when you picked up the wallet in the Rishus Habayim. You're at someone's house, you see the wallet on their desk. When they're not looking, you stick it in your pocket. That's it. You're already chayiv on the Geneva right then, even before you walked out of the house. You walk out of the house, you're going to be chayiv for Chil Shabbos as well, if it happened to have been Shabbos and outside of the house is a Rishus Habayim. But if you did not pick it up in the Rishus Habayim, but hayim megarer v'yotze, you were dragging the wallet megarer v'yotze, so then potter. Then you're going to be potter from paying, because you're only chayiv for the geneva the moment it crosses the threshold, and at that very moment you're chayiv for Shabbos. Sorry, Yisr Shabbos and geneva bon kechad, because the Yisr Shabbos and the Yisr geneva are coming simultaneously, and when they both chayivim come simultaneously, you only get the worse of the two. So Rav Adbar Masa says, and here's my kasha: Vare kis, a wallet. Do people typically drag wallets, or do people typically lift wallets? Debar hagbahu. It's something that's a bar hagbah. It's something that you normally pick up fairly easily. And it says that if you're dragging it over the threshold, you're kona. Dragging, that's Mashicha. So apparently, Abaye is incorrect. Even things that are dark and bagba, you're able to be kona b'mashicha. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara in Ksubas that asks that if you're Moshech the Geneva to Rosh Hashanah, how were you ever kona in the first place? And the Gemara answers that we're talking about a case where you were Moshech the Geneva to Tzide Rosh Hashanah, which is a place that's not designated for Hiluch HaRabim, it has a din of a simta, where Mashicha works in a simta. And the Gemara also says, we're talking about a case where you put your hand underneath the Pesach, Samach L'Karka Rosh HaSarabim, within three Tvachim, and with the other hand, you push it over the threshold, and it lands in the hand that's sitting over the ground of the Rosh HaSarabim, and that's how you're Kona. So the Rashbam quotes that there are two he quotes over here, the Rashbam quotes from the two Perushim. It sounds like the Kasha of Rav Adbar Masna to Abaye is correct according to either Pshat, since by both of them the Kinyan Geneva is being done b'Mashicha, meaning however you understand that you're being gorerit over the threshold and being koneid, you're not just dumping it in Rosh Hashanah where there's no Kinyan at all, whether you're dumping it, you're landing it into your hand, or whether whether the first approach where it was Tzidei Rosh Hashanah where you have the capacity to make a Kinyan, But bottom line is, you're actually doing a Mashicha. And therefore, both Pshatim in the Gemara and Ksubas work with the Kasha the Gemara is asking, because you're making a Kinyan Mashicha, and apparently that works. However, Tosus in Dibur Maskel V'Ha'ah says that no, Rav Adi Bar Masna's question only works if you assume that you go rid of the kiss to see the Rishus Rabim. But according to the Teretz, that you dump it in your hands, so the Galav is not kona the kiss by Mashicha, he's kona with a Kinyan Chatzar, because Yado is Kichatzero. And that for sure you could do. You could be kona with a Kinyan Chatzar. It's one of the things we do with Chametz, is that we sell the property where the Chametz is, and then the guy is kona the Chametz with a Kinyan Chatzar. So the way Tosus learns is that the Gemara's challenge to Abaye is only Aliba de Chad Mandi Omar. It's only according to one opinion in the Gemara Ksubas in terms of what the mechanics of exactly you are doing over here. Whereas Rashbam learns it's going according to both. But be that as it may, according to somebody, we have a problem, because you're being kona a wallet b'mashicha, even though a wallet is something that you can normally lift. Some leis, Abaye responded, b'misna, that it's something about that it has a strap to it, that the wallet has a strap, and you can drag the wallet using the strap, and therefore it's nikna b'mashicha, even though normally something that you would typically lift is not nikna b'mashicha. So he says, ananam misakamina. I know it has a strap. Who cares? It's small. It's a wallet, so you can lift it. And if you can lift it, then it doesn't solve the problem. So Abaye responded, no, what I meant is b'midi deboy misna. Not just that it happens to have a strap. It's the kind that, right, people have straps on their cell phones. Women have straps on their cell phones. You can hold a cell phone without a strap. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that requires a strap, that it's a large enough wallet that you need a strap in order to schlep it along. And it's not darko bahagba. You need a leash to yank it along. So that's why it's nikna b'mashicha. So therefore, raya number one is not a raya. So again, we tried to bring a raya that you actually can be kona b'mashicha, even something that's a bar hagba, and we rejected the raya. Tashma, let's bring another raya. So we had mentioned the brisa in yesterday's daf about arba midos b'mochrim, about four different circumstances of a transaction, and the third of those circumstances was the Bereshus Mocher Lo Kana Achek Biena or Achiotziena Mirushuso, that the Lokech is not Kona Bereshus Mocher unless he lifts it or takes it out of the Rishus. So Alma, you see from the fact that the Brisa says both of those circumstances that Midi Debar Hagba, that we must be talking about something that is liftable, that you can be Magbia, and yet Ibai Bagba Kanilei, and yet the Brice is still giving you options, that even though it's something that can be lifted, we're saying if you want, you could be koned by lifting it, or if you want, you could be koned by being moshechit. So apparently you could do mashicha even on something that you're able to lift. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, let's study katani. No, it's not giving you options, it's giving you two cases, that midi debar hagba b'hagba, or midi debar mashicha b'mashicha, that which you can do hagba on, you got to do hagba on, and that which you can't do hagba on, you can only do mashicha on, so such a thing, you would do mashicha. Now the Rashbam points out that the Gemara could have been metaretz, that the Brisa is talking about something that's very heavy, that's not darko bagba, and therefore it's nikna b'mashicha. But if you are a strong man and you want to show just how mighty you are, and you lift this unliftable thing that nobody else in their right mind would try to lift, so taka you could be kona bagba. Meaning the din that we're trying to say is that if it's something that you can lift, you can't do mashicha. The reverse is not true, right? If it's something that you can't lift, and you happen to be super strong, and you happen to lift it, you can do hagba on it, right? The Gemara talks about doing hagba on an elephant, right? You can't lift an elephant, but if you could somehow figure out a way to get an elephant off the ground, so then you could do a kinyan hagba on an elephant, right? The Gemara says you use chavile zemuros to lift an elephant. Two deos in Rishonim, what that means. Either it means that you put down bundles of zemuros in four strategic locations, and the elephant steps up on them, so you lifted the elephant, because he's not, or it means it's elephant food, and you wave it in front of the elephant, and he jumps toward the food, so you got the elephant to jump, so you were kona with a kinyan hagba. If you Google it, elephant can't jump. Elephants can't jump, but it may lead you in one direction or another, and that machlokas rishonim in terms of how to understand. But you could do a kinyan hagba on anything. So the Rashbam points out, really, the Gemara could have given could have given that answer, but the Gemara wanted to tell me two dinim. Number one, that which is darko b'agba is not nikna b'mashicha, and also that which is darko b'mashicha is nikna with hagba as well. But the Rashba disagrees with the Rashba. He holds that something that's not darko b'agba, it's darko b'mashicha, is taka not nikna b'agba, that you taka can't do b'agba. I worried about the elephant. An elephant's not darko b'mashicha either, right? I mean, you start pulling an elephant, he's not going anywhere, right? So taka is darko b'agba. The only way to do it is by waving its food or getting it to, so that might be okay, so that's a discussion that the Rishonim have over here. So the Gemara now asks a third raya. Toshma hamocha peros l'chaveiro. It says in our Mishnah, pei dalet and beis, that if a person sells peros to his friend, mashach v'lo madad, he did a mashicha without doing a medida, where they didn't measure the quantity of the peros, so kani, you still made a kinyan. Va peros de b'nei hagba ninu. Peros are things that are not very heavy, you can lift them, v'katani de kani b'mashicha. And yet it says that a kinyan mashicha works on the peros. So isn't that a raya, that mashicha works even on things that one is capable of doing a hagba on? So the Rashbam wonders, why does the Gemara, working with the assumption that the Mishnah is talking about a small quantity of peros that you could do in mashicha, the seifa is about pishtan, and the Mishnah changes its lashon and says, hareza lo kana achi yitaltalenu mimakom lemakom. So the implication is that there's a difference between the form of kinyan that you do on peros and the form of kinyan that you do on pishtan, because peros, it must be that we're talking about a small quantity where mashicha is easy to do, whereas and therefore you kona. But the pishtan, by definition, are these long stalks, and therefore you could do a mashicha. Mashicha is going to be easier because that's why the Mishnah says achi yitaltalenu, to tell me that you need a mashicha gedola that totally uproots it from its place, or a hagba. But if the ratio we're talking about a large quantity of peros where you need to do a mashicha gedola in order to be ochre them completely from their original location, not just to budge them a little bit, it turns out that their kinyan is the same as pishtan, and then you wouldn't be able to explain why the lashon changed from the ratio to the seifa. So that's how the Rashbam explains. The Gemara is working with the assumption that when the Mishnah says that you could do mashicha on peros, it's talking about a small quantity of peros, a quantity that you're capable of lifting, and therefore we have a raya that you could do mashicha even on that which you are capable of lifting. Says the Gemara, no, hachamai eskinan, bishlifi rav ravi. We're talking about a large quantity of peros that are all bundled together, and therefore you can't lift it. What do they call it with those wooden pallet? Of potatoes comes in. I could lift a potato, but I can't lift 40 boxes of potatoes that are all wrapped in this plastic wrap where you can't budge them one from the other. So that you got to do a mashicha. So that's what it's talking about. Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Mishnah is talking about such a large quantity, ema seifa. So the seifa of the Mishnah goes on to say halokeach pishtan mechaveru, that if one buys pishtan from his friend, lo kana achi yitaltalenu, he's not kona unless he lifts it up and he mimakum zel demakum acher, and he moves it entirely from one place to another. So since it talks about a kinyan hagba, so it must be that we're talking about smaller bundles, which is the derech to be magbia, and that's a kasha. If the ratio is talking about a large quantity of peros, why would the seifa all of a sudden talk about smaller bundles where you're able to be magbia? Atu pishtan b'shlifi rav ravi milo avdi. What is it? Not the derech to make larger bundles of pishtan, that the Mishnah had to switch and start talking about smaller bundles of pishtan where you have the ability to be magbia? So it says no. Shiny pishtan. The pishtan is different. It's not the derech to make large bundles of pishtan dimishtamit, because it's slippery, and therefore you would make small bundles in order to be able to transport it. Large bundles would taka be impossible to transport, and therefore they wouldn't make large bundles of pishtan. So yeah, in a chinami, the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about large bundles of peros, and then the seifa switches when it talks to pishtan, it's about small bundles of pishtan, because it's the derech to send a whole pallet of potatoes, but it's not the derech to do the same with pishtan. It's the derech to have smaller quantities of pishtan. So says the Gemara, let's bring another raya. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Tashma. Sugyan Kiddushin, Behema Gasa Niknas B'Masira, a large Behema, Shar, a Para, you acquire with Masira, that you give you just hand the leash over to the other party. So Vadaka, but a Behema Daka, a sheep, a lamb, some Vahagba, that you're Kona by doing Hagba, by lifting it. Divra Meir Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that's the sheet of Meir Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Vachamomrim Behema Daka B'Mashicha. And the Cham say, no, you could be Kona Behema Daka simply by doing a Mashicha. Vahabahema daka dvar hagbahu v'katani de kani b'mashicha. But wait a second, a behema daka is something that one is capable of lifting, and yet it says that you could do mashicha. So isn't this yet another raya that even though you're able to lift something, you could be kani b'mashicha? Says Gemara, no, shiny behema, an animal is different to sarcha because it tries to hold on to the ground. It's hard to lift an animal. Meaning in a chinami, a small animal is not heavy, but it doesn't like to be lifted. And since it has a mind of its own and it doesn't like to be lifted, so it's not the derech at all to lift a behema daka, and that's why you're kona b'mashicha. The Rashbam quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that the lashon of sarcha is lashon of sroch na'al, which is that you tie the shoe to the foot. So the behema so too is tying itself to the ground, meaning it's sort of attaching itself to the ground. But there are other interpretations of what the etymology of that word of desarcha is. Okay, so now the Gemara has one last sugya. Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel both say that kor b'shloshim ani mocher lecha, that if a guy says, I'm selling you kor, which is 30 saw of grain, for 30 slotim, that's the price. So that's what I'm selling to you. So even after I begin to measure out for the lokeach, the amount of grain in the lokeach's kli, and it's in the chutz of the lokeach, so meaning there's no doubt about whose rishus it's in and who's that he's capable of making a kinyan. I'm putting it into the lokeach's kli in the lokeach's chutzar. All of that. The only question is the das to only have the kinyan bichal when I finish filling up your kelim? Or when we have all 30 sin of tavua, or is the das that you're kona kama, that you're kona a little bit at a time as I put it into the kli? So yochel achzibo, the mocher can still back out on the mekach afilu b'sa'ach rona, even if it's up to the last sa'a of those 30 sin that have not yet been measured, because when he says I'm selling you 30 sin for 30 slatim, he means that that's what it's going to be, not less and not more. And if you're willing to buy all 30, then there's going to be a kinyan. If you're not willing to buy all 30, I'm not selling you one at a time for one sella each. But if he says kor b'shloshim sa'a b'sella ani mocher lecha, then rishon kana. But if he included two lashonos, he said that I'm selling you a kor which is 30 se'in for shloshim sla'im, which computes to sa'a b'sella. Now sa'a b'sella makes it sound like I'm willing to sell one sa'a for one sella. So then rishon kana. Then each sa'a that the lokeach makes a kinyan on is a valid kinyan, because from the mocher you see that he's not makbid dafkan of being a kor. So each sa'a is a separate kinyan. So the Gemara tries to bring two rayas. Tashma, raya number one. We had said on Pehe Amad Aleph by the Brisa that we had on Amad Aleph about the four midos b'mochrim, that imhaisa midos shalachan mehen. If they had the keli belonged to one of them, either the lokeach or the mocher, rishon kana. Whatever goes into the klei amida is nikne to the bal hakli, to whoever owns that kli. And if it belongs to the lokeach, he's kona and whatever is put into the kli. Even though it's not yet filled up, so from the lashon the brayis, it sounds like that's whether they agree to sell one big core of payros all at one time, or whether you say sa'ab sell. It sounds like even if you say 30 se'in for 30 slaim, that your kona kama your kona whatever is put in, isn't that against what we're just saying that Rav and Shmuel hold? So says Gemara, no. Kigon to Amar Lei, the Brice is talking about a case where the mocher says to the lokeach, hin b'shnei masar slaim log b'sela ani mocher lecha. Same idea that he told him a large quantity for the full price, and which computes to a smaller quantity for the lesser price. And that's exactly what Rav and Shmuel said, that if you say kor b'shloshim sa'a b'sela, Rav and Shmuel said, once you add sa'a b'sela, so then it's rishon kana, then you're kona a little bit at a time. So the Brice is also saying that in such a case, rishon kana. So even though Rav and Shmuel say you're kona each sa'a, in a case where you measure each sa'a separately, and over here we're talking about that it's all in one kli, meaning the pashas in Rav and Shmuel of sa'a b'sela is you measure out each saw in a separate kli, and over here we're talking about that it's all one kli, the lokeach is still going to be moda each log that goes into that kli, because meaning one might say if it's one big kli, it's not being measured out at all, meaning I don't know how much you poured into my kli and how much you didn't. No, kedam Rav Kahana, because we're talking about the type of kli which is like like the measuring kelim that they would use in the Beis HaMikdash when they had to figure out how much oil they had for the nesachim of various karbanos. That shnasos hayu behin, that on the wall of the kli, they had these little protrusions to mark off what's a log and what's a chatzi log and what's a revius, right? That it all marked off. Sachinami shnasos hayu bemidos. So over here also, they had it marked off that every log was that went in. You saw if it went up on the measuring cup, how far it went up on the measuring cup. And therefore, that's considered a proper medida. The lokeach knows exactly how much is in the kli, and therefore, it's exactly the same case as Rav and Shmuel of Korban Shloshim Sla'im Sa'a Besela, that it's Rishon Kana. Now, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like that if they didn't have markings on the kli, that the lokeach would not be Kona, whatever goes into the kli, because the mocher doesn't know exactly what went into the kli, right? That you need those markings. So the Torah Chaim raises the question, why is there a tzorech to have those markings in order for the kinyan? Just say, the fact that he said log besela, so whatever, however many logs it is, we'll do the computation afterwards. Why are those markings so critical? The impression that you get is that it's not enough that they haven't agreed upon price, and that there is a quantity. You have to know what the quantity is, that there's a certain lack of smichas das, unless you know, as it's happening, exactly what that quantity is. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the second raya in this discussion. Everyone have a wonderful day.